Well, good morning. Glad to see you all here today. We're going to get started. We've got a couple of presentations to hear today about some summer ministry opportunities from some of our young people. It's been a joy so far to hear already the last few weeks of opportunities, and I'm excited for a couple more. We're going to start out with Annika and Emily, who had an opportunity this past spring to go to France and Romania. And they're going to talk for a few minutes and just give a report about what they learned and experienced. And then after that, we'll give a brief report about our young people's trip down to Missionary Acres down in Missouri. So I don't want to steal anybody's time. So Annika and Emily, you guys are on. So.
Good morning. As Pastor Dave said, I'm Emily Robati. This is Annika Sturz. And this morning, we would like to share with you about our trip that we took in April to France and Romania. If you guys have any questions, we'll leave time for questions at the end. We also took this trip with Michelle Montgomery. So without further ado, Annika is going to kick us off.
Okay, good morning. So we had some these were the goals that we kind of laid out for ourselves before the trip started. So our first one was to encourage missionaries. Second was to observe missionary life and to experience culture. I think it's safe to say we did all three of those things to the best of our ability and to the fullest. our first stop was France, and these are just kind of some numbers. This is the population. 47% are Catholic or would identify as Catholic. That is a crazy number of people that identify as that. And it's a really dark area, especially you can see this is one of the many, many Catholic churches we went into. There was like two every block. And these ones are actually, you can see the purple cloth that is Jesus. They, during over Easter, they will drape a cloth over him to represent his death, and after the Easter is over, they pull it down. So 3 to 5% identify as evangelical. That's all the other Christian religions, if you will. I'm going to hand it over to Emily.
If you look, I'll use my pointer. This lady right here, this is Charity Shamba. This is the lady that we stayed with in Mahignac, France. It's about an hour from Bordeaux, which is a bigger town in France. You guys, some of you might know where that is. So Charity's ministry to the people, though, is through music. So she goes to different churches, and she teaches in churches, teaching leaders how to decipher good music from maybe not some not so good music, and how to teach it to the congregation. And so she helps play in churches and teaching and stuff. She's also in full-time language school right now, so we actually got to experience that and go to language school and see what that is like, and that was really interesting. She also is helping in camps and all kinds of other things.
This picture kind of on the top, you can see there's a guy in red. This guy is Ilan. These were a couple missionaries, if you will, that we stayed with. He's from Honduras, and he came over to live in France. He got saved the first day. He walked into church, he heard the gospel, and he got saved over in Honduras, which is just absolutely insane, and has since moved to France. He now speaks fluent French and some English. He's actually in the United States right now on deputation for ministry in Mexico, which is crazy that all that happened in such a short, I think less than 10 years. He's married and has a wife, two kids, and so, yeah, they're over here, which is just insane, really nice guy. We stayed, we had supper, the guy in the center there, Ed, and his wife, Christy, she's the one taking the photo, the picture, so she's not in this photo. They are missionaries to France. They've been there since 1995, I think. So they've been there 30 years. Ed speaks such good French that when he talked to me, he didn't know if he was speaking French or English. So sometimes he would say stuff in French to me, and I'd be like, I have no idea what you're saying, so maybe try English. These are some of the foods we got to eat. The crepes there, we actually made those homemade, so we learned how to make crepes. The bottom, that is a chocolate fountain. We didn't try any. It was really expensive chocolate over there, not going to lie. But anyway, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So on the bottom right here, can anybody guess what those are for? So actually, when you stop growing in France, you hit like 25, 30, you get measured for your coffin. So the people keep telling Charity that she needs to get measured for her coffin.
So this is kind of the architecture that we see all over the place. So if it seems like sightseeing all the time, it basically is for an American, but for them, this is everyday life. And actually, by the end of our time there, we got really used to these kind of buildings. In fact, you hardly even notice them, which is kind of sad, but so, and down here, U.S. is always making the headlines. They were apparently not too pleased with him, though. So this is just really neat. Oh, it is Trump. It is Trump. Sorry. It's not a very big picture, but.
So the next week we went to Romania. Romania is a country recovering from communism. They just got, in 1989, the communist regime fell. So they are not long out of communism. Actually, one of the missionaries we were talking to, her brother is 35, 39, something like that. And he can remember being in communism. So that was interesting getting to talk to them. It's a very spiritually dark place. They there's a lot of division, and they're desperately searching for hope and peace. They will listen to pretty much anyone. You can talk to them on the street, and they'll talk to you about pretty much anything. They love Americans. So when we went over there, we kind of got to experience that. People come to you, and they're like, it's an American, and they just want to talk to you. So that was kind of interesting. It's very much more, it's a lot more like rural, countryside-ish. So yeah, that's a little bit about Romania.
These are some of the people we were able to meet. We'll get the pointer out because it'll be easier. This lady up here, her name is Bethany. Her and her husband are a missionary couple. They've been in Romania for 10 years. They run an ultimate like frisbee league, and that's their ministry. So it was really cool to talk to her and just learn her story. And this lady right here, this is Sarah. This is a missionary we stayed with. She was kind of the one who showed us around and introduced us to so many awesome people. She was just so sweet and was a cat person, which I had never heard of a missionary that had like owned pets, I guess, that like that. She was crazy about cats, which cool for her, I guess. This lady down here, this is a lady we met the first day we were there. Her name is Melinda. She has an incredible testimony. I'll share a little bit because it's really worth hearing. Her mom and her dad, her mom had an affair, and she cheated on her dad, she was a teenager then, and her parents really favored her younger sister. Her mom ended up leaving, and so eventually Melinda also kind of followed her mom. She ended up in Barcelona, Spain, cleaning houses for basically what was the mafia down there. She cleaned their rich houses. She got pregnant and ended up having a child, and eventually with one of the mafia dudes. So she was kind of in on that life, and eventually she told him, I want to be done. I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, fine, then leave. So she left. She ended up in a strip club and was stripping for money. She said it was the most horrible experience of her life. And just through people inviting her to church and praying with her, she ended up becoming a Christian. She started witnessing to her mom. Her mom got saved. They came back to Romania. And eventually her dad got saved as well. And they ended up getting remarried, which is just incredible. Do you want to talk about translation?
Yeah. So if you look at that picture up on the top, there's a bunch of people. We were able to go into one of the villages there, and then Melinda, who Annika was just talking about, we got to do some translation work with them. So Melinda speaks fluent Hungarian, so we got to tell a little bit about the Easter story to one of the villages. That was super cool. I don't know about Annika, but for me, especially, just like getting to see the looks on their faces when like it would click or when they would understand what you were talking about and the concepts. They, can't read and they can't count. So, they don't know a whole lot. So a lot of, new concepts are, any concept is kind of a new concept for them. So it was super interesting getting to, just talk to them and see their excitement and joy when learning about Jesus.
Kind of on that, it was so funny because when we got there, it's a totally rural area. There's like, it's like sheep farmers basically. I didn't know they still had like shepherds just on the hillside with their dogs. I didn't even know people raised sheep like that still, but it's a very just country area, very dirty. And when we got there, I thought for sure, man, these people are going to be staring at us. We're these weird Americans and we are wearing like matching clothes, which probably can't tell from the picture, but everything is just whatever they have on hand and, you know, white, and it's going to be so weird. But we got there and the kids, there was just so many kids. They just swarmed the car. And when we got out, they were like, hi, that's the only thing they can say in English. My name is, and I'm, you know, 8 or whatever. And it was, they just wanted to hug us. It was just the sweetest thing ever. And it was just very welcoming. The women there were the same way, just very welcoming, very sweet, and that was just really, really cool to see. This is some of the food we got to eat. It was really good. It's definitely a lot less clean than the French diet, which is a lot of soup and salad and sandwiches. This is a lot heavier. They eat more like Americans would, but this big picture is a traditional Romanian dish. It was really good.
In this picture, some of the buildings from Romania, we got to go walk around some of the cities. If you look on the bottom here, this is a communist building, and then this is a traditional Romanian building. So you can kind of see the difference in the like bright colors to more of the like dark. So you'll see a lot of that in Romania. It's really interesting to just kind of walk around and be able to see that. Yeah, so if you look at the building on the top right here in the corner, it kind of looks like the building has eyes. So there's a ton of buildings like that. We went up on this like bell tower thing, and you could look down over it, and it looks like all the buildings have eyes, and they're like looking back at you. It's really, really weird.
Oh, with that. We did get to see the real Hotel Transylvania. It's actually kind of lame, honestly.
This is one of the Orthodox churches we went into. This, for both of us, was extremely moving. It was probably one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. It was a beautiful building. We were not supposed to take pictures in there, but Michelle, before we knew that, took a picture. And then this is also a picture offline. But so basically the walls are painted of the story of Christ's life, and because they couldn't teach their children, so they would teach them by the paintings. But it was extremely sad walking into this church. There were many people in there just crying and on their knees. Like there's a picture, there's a cross, and then a picture of Mary, and then a picture of Mary and Jesus, and they would kneel down and kiss them and kiss the floor below them, and just they're sobbing and praying, and they just want hope, and there's just no hope. And it was probably one of the most moving things I've ever seen. It was very sad to see people so desperate for something that is not there.
With that, so this is an Orthodox church. Orthodoxy is the main religion in Romania. There's a lot of division because there's kind of two different cultures living in Romania. There's Hungarians and then there's Romanians. During the communist regime, they were worried about an uprising, so they brought in people from Hungary and sent Romanians over there so that they would have a more mixed population. So now there's a lot of division between the two now that communism has fallen and they can kind of separate. But this is the result. And in France, it's the same way. It's just very dark in these buildings. You come in and you're like, oh, these are beautiful. And then you're like, this is just empty for them. This is their gods. This is what they look at and think that's going to give them eternal life. And it's not. And we did some sightseeing because if you're in Europe, you must go sightseeing. It's absolutely fantastic. This is actually a little video of the Eiffel Tower sparkling, which is so, it was just so fun.
Sure. So on the top here in the corner, this is Notre Dame. It was a very beautiful building. Again, very dark, though, when we were in there. Yeah, that's the inside on the bottom here. It was very dark, again, though, going into it. Like, the building is very bright. There's lots of lights, but it just feels very dark and hopeless. Do you want to talk about the statue?
Sure. This is one of my favorite things. We were able to go to the Louvre, which took a long time. There are thousands and thousands of people that go through there every day. This is one of the more church-appropriate things I could put up here because some of it's not quite that. This is a statue we were able to look at. It was really spectacular. This is the kind of artwork that's in there. And these are from like 1,000 years ago. It's 1,000 years old. And they have all this stuff. And in the United States, if we had stuff that was 1,000 years old, you know, it's all like in glass and don't touch anything. It's just sitting out, honestly. Most of it just sits out. And I mean, they don't want you to touch it, but you just reach your hand across, touch stuff. We didn't do that, but you know, some people I'm sure do. Some Americans.
Yeah, fun fact about that statue too. It's sitting on a stair kind of thing. So you walk up the stairs and it's right there. And then there's two staircases to either side of it. And whatever way you stand from it, it looks like the wind is blowing from that direction. So you can stand at the top of the staircase and it looks like the wind's blowing forwards toward it. And then you can stand on the staircase over here and it's blowing down. It's really cool. Yeah, so on the bottom here, in this little case is actually bones that they, of St. Catherine that they own. They just sit in that little, thing. You probably can't really see it, but it was kind of interesting to see that they have a lot of that sitting in cases all around.
Do you want to talk about that maybe? Yeah, so we also had the opportunity to head down to Normandy, which was another just a phenomenal experience. You can see the beach there. That's where the Allies invaded France June 6th, which was really cool to see. And then after that, we were able to head up here. This is one picture from the American cemetery there in Normandy, and this is the Wall of the Missing, so people who were never found after the battles, their names are on that wall, and that was really moving to see. It was a really great experience being there.
Yeah, so this last picture up on the top is a picture actually from the not the top of the Eiffel Tower, but the second level of the Eiffel Tower. We were able to climb up, and we watched the sunset, and then got to just spend some time up there and watch it sparkle and stuff. That was super cool. It was actually kind of funny. Someone got engaged while we were up there, so we kind of got to see that. That was kind of funny. But, yeah, that was some of the sightseeing we did in France the third week we were there. It was super fun. The painting on the bottom, too, this is also from the Louvre. You might be able to see it's the last... Oh yeah, it's the wedding at Canaan. So it was a really beautiful painting though. The paintings there are very gorgeous.
That painting is actually the one that's across from the Mona Lisa. So I keep saying this, the Mona Lisa is really small and a little bit lame, just a little bit lame. Everybody's seen it and they have like this 45-foot mural on the back wall and nobody looks at it and it's spectacular and you know that it took 10 years to paint. Well, the Mona Lisa took like 3 or whatever, because I don't know. Anyway, here's some videos. We were able to visit several local churches. This one on the right is left. My bad. In France, they're meeting in a restaurant right now. They don't have their own building, but restaurants aren't open on Sunday, so they are able to meet there. And then the one on the right is in, that's in Romania. They have a much more American kind of setting. You can tell they're dressed much more like Americans in that picture. We just have a couple of videos, kind of how Elliot ended last week. There are Christians there. Sometimes I think we feel very alone, but there are people there that are, they want the gospel, and they are excited to go to church every Sunday and hear the gospel. And here's just some of the singing of people there.
Also, one side note about that church in France, we actually went canvassing while we were there and went and spread tracts and stuff. And we actually, that Sunday, we went to that church and we got to see two people that we canvassed to come to church and get to hear the gospel. So that was really cool.
One of the cool things about the church in Romania is we went there. There are no there are missionaries that attend there, and they do Bible studies outside of church, but they don't have missionary help the way that maybe they would in other countries. They're fully functioning. Their pastor, I actually went up and talked to him afterwards. He does not speak. He can say like hi and how are you doing in English, but he speaks basically no English, which it's a good thing. It's good to see them self-sufficient and praying. They have, I think probably close to 80 people that attend there. So it's really cool, the ministry that they have over there. Anyway, questions? If you have none, don't worry. It's not a big deal.
Did you recognize any of the hymns that they sung?
Actually, crazy enough, when we were in France, I didn't get a video of it. They sang Crown Him with Many Crowns in French, and that was really cool. And then when we went to Romania, I don't remember what service was, they also sang Crown Him with Many Crowns because it was just over Easter, and I guess that was the song they decided to sing. So yes, there were a couple that we recognized, which was really cool.
Did you sing American words?
I can't remember. I think we did our best to sing in French and Romanian, which was... French was interesting. Also, if you want to see any other pictures, we have probably well over 1,000 pictures. So if there's anything you're like, I want to see more of, please just come up to us.
Do you plan to go back?
You can start.
I would love to. I would love to go back and see the people again and go do that all over again. It was incredible. And especially Romania, I think I really would love to go back to those villages. And they actually invited me to come back and do more translation work with Melinda. So maybe someday.
Yeah, same here. It was really neat, and it would be just a treat to go back there. It's very interesting when you go. There was people that we talked to, so we went to the McDonald's, they call it MacDo over there, and just talking to people, and the weirdest thing was we left on the bus, we were heading back towards home, and these people we'd been talking to for probably an hour and a half, and just standing there like, oh, this is your stop. You don't know if you'll ever see them again here on Earth, which is, that definitely is just really, it just hits different, to use the Gen Z phrase, it hits different. So it would be really cool to go back and just see where those people are now in their Christian walk and see how their ministry has gone. Au revoir. Ciao. Merci beaucoup.
Well, thank you, Emily and Annika. And I haven't quite seen all 1,000, but I've seen quite a few more that than they showed you here, there. Thank you for that presentation. Talk a little bit here about another wonderful opportunity this summer for our young people. Took a number of teens down to Missionary Acres, which is down in Silva, Missouri. And you can see the dates there. And here is the crew that went. Not only myself and the teenagers, but also we're so glad to have Mike and Ruth Olson and Steve and Kim Lang, who helped both as sponsors and also helped with projects and things along the way. Missionary Acres is actually a pretty good-sized property. Here's kind of an overview of what they have. Every one of those little squares or rectangles that you see are lots, and all the ones that are orange lesser orange, I guess, whatever color you want to say. Those are houses, and these are places that they own where missionaries who have served for at least 20 years on the foreign field or been in some sort of full-time ministry can come and find affordable housing after they retire. So these are people that often have given their life to serve the Lord, and now they've come back to the States, and they don't necessarily have a lot, and so they need affordable housing, and this place provides that for them. So you can see there, as I just mentioned, about the opportunities that there are there for those who stay. And one of the ways that it is affordable for them is for groups like us to come help and do maintenance work and building and construction and things like that. And we've sent various people down for about the last almost now 5 years. We've gone, has had various groups going down. This is the second time we've taken teenagers down there, and really appreciate what is happening there at Missionary Acres. Some of the staff that is on site there, Brian and Lisa Tanner, you can see them on your top left, and then Ken and Lynn Moon. They are there, and they, Brian is in charge of maintenance. Ken is in charge, and his wife are in charge of like services. He also helps with maintenance, but caring for the residents, and we appreciated getting to know them. Also, we've had with us Ron and Joy Hemsworth. I don't have a picture of them. Ron and Joy also help promote Missionary Acres and deal with coordination things. They are no longer on the premises of Missionary Acres, but still work with that ministry. We took off on Saturday morning, June 7th, and I think this picture was about 6 in the morning or maybe a few minutes beforehand as we loaded up in vehicles and headed out. This was most of our group. The Burks family took a long detour from coming home from Maryland and somehow ended up in Missouri and dropped their kids off on Sunday night, so they weren't able to ride down with us. But we took off and had a great time. We were able to arrive Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, after a morning service at Evangel Baptist Church, we took that group of kids and went to Elephant Rock State Park. So we did some fun things along the way. And this was actually an old red granite quarry. And they call it Elephant Rock State Park because of these. Just absolutely incredible. These rocks that they have, and there's about 5 of these that are lined up that are beautiful. Never seen anything like this in our lives. And of course, we have to do the safe thing and get on top of those while we're there. You can see evidence of some of the old quarry now filled in. Pretty incredible place. And here is a picture of a temporary train maintenance building that they had built when they were using this quarry actively. And all of those little looks like bricks are actually granite stones that they built that out of. So pretty incredible to see. So it was just a good experience just to show some of these young people things that they've never seen and we hadn't seen either. Sunday evening, we got to help lead some of the worship at Evangel Baptist Church. A few of us got to sing just a little bit. Appreciated those. those opportunities for us to minister there. I had a chance to preach and teach there, and young people got to interact with some of the church members there. The majority of our time there was spent working on projects, and that included power washing. In fact, Kendra and Olivia and I was helping with them. We spent nearly 3 full days of power washing buildings. This is in the south where mold gets on siding really, really fast. And so this has to be done regularly. They work very, very hard. Young men who were involved in weed whipping and mowing. In fact, when you saw earlier that whole picture of all of the lots at Missionary Acres, these guys actually weed whipped the majority of those over 3 days. They worked very, very hard in the heat, and appreciated them. Caleb Burks also helped out, I think, on the last day on that. Another project was dealing with some re-siding of a building that needed, or one of the houses that needed some help, and had young men and Steve taking charge of that, and appreciated their hard work in that. A lot accomplished. Other projects, rebuilding stairs and some of the housing there. And this was good not only to get these projects done, but also to give some experience for some of these guys. And appreciated Mike doing some training for them and teaching them how to do stuff. That was great. Restained a whole bunch of, or in this case, newly stained decks. And these young ladies spent the better part of 3 days themselves just staining, all right? They just went from place to place to place and did a lot of work, took things apart to get it done right, and that was great. We had fun along the way, too. There's lots of critters down there. Snakes are not necessarily your friends in southern Missouri. Thankfully, we didn't come across any of those. And just had a really great time spending time together. Ministering. This is what Mike did the entire time that he was down there. So, no, that's not true. That's not true. So, Mike did a lot of work. One of the highlights, and I'm guessing we'll hear from some of the young people here shortly, one of the highlights was on Tuesday night, we met with a bunch of the residents and spent time with them. And I had kind of a late night snacks and some ice cream and things. And we actually... one of the leaders there broke us all up, and with each one of us, myself included, with different missionaries or missionary couples. And we had to do this thing where we interviewed each other for the evening and had to report to the rest of the group. Both the missionaries did about the young person that they had met, and also the young person had to report on the missionaries to the whole group that night. It was just a great time to meet and get to know some of these dear saints who have served the Lord faithfully for many, many years, and you can see just the interaction that people had along the way. One personal anecdote, always when I take these trips, we do like a Walmart snack run late at night, and this is down in Fredericksburg, I think, Missouri, and I'm walking into Walmart, and I see this couple, and they are Jerry and Mary Marsden. And they don't mean anything to you, but except this, if you've ever heard me talk about the church that Casey and I came from before we came to Sunrise, now that's almost 21 years ago, Jerry was the pastor, and I had not seen him in over 15 years, and of all places in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, I see him walking out of, he and Mary walking out of Walmart. They've recently retired down in that area. We were able to reconnect for a few moments. And I am so thankful for them just personally. It was just a sweet time. Jerry and Mary invested heavily both in myself and Casey. And we appreciated so much their ministry to us and letting us do a lot when we were very young in church life and experience. So that's just for free. But God's providence was kind in allowing me to see them along the way. You can see some of the finished products, projects that we were able to complete. This is that siding project. You can see that they did a great job. This was not easy. Nothing on this thing was square. And so they had to do a lot of work to make this look nice. And it looked beautiful by the time that they were done. Here's some of the decks that were stained. And actually, some of these places were also power washed as well. Stairs that were rebuilt, and a number of other projects that were finished along the way as well. On the way home, I had the joy of taking the kids to see the arch. Some of them had seen it before in St. Louis. None of them, including none of the leaders, if I remember correctly, had been up inside the arch before. So we took a trip up inside there. You take a little tram up to the top and get to peer out and see into the city of St. Louis. And there's some of the shots that were taken overlooking the city. It's a great national monument. It is also, by the way, the smallest national park, if I remember correctly, in the United States. So it's a small area, but it is designated as a national park. And here we are lined up against the base of the arch. And to give you an idea of the size of this thing, which really doesn't do justice, that's that same spot there with those young people sitting there. Had an opportunity as well to take them over to the courthouse across the way. You can see the arch in the background. This is where actually the famous Dred Scott case was held. That's very important in our nation's history in terms of slavery. And you can walk around this building and just sit wherever, all right? And so we took advantage of that. They said, can we do that? I said, there's no signs that says that you can't, so let's just do it. We can always ask forgiveness later, all right? And so we took turns and things of that nature. Really appreciated these young people and also Steve and Kim and Mike and Ruth and their help. One thing that I did not get any pictures of is both Ruth and Kim's work. They provided the meals for us the whole time we're there. They were in charge of that. So I'm really sorry, ladies, I didn't get to take a picture of all of that because it's not represented well how hard they worked. And I appreciated all of them. And I will just tell you that the staff of Missionary Acres communicated to me over and over and over again how impressed they were with these young people. And they just said, we get groups of teenagers who come to work with us, and it's like after a day or two, they're not really doing much work anymore, okay? And that was not these guys and gals. They just worked and worked and worked. So we worked hard, 8-9 hours a day, enjoyed our evenings as well, got to meet a number of missionaries and appreciated so much that opportunity is a blessing for me to spend time with these young people as well. I've asked each of the young people to just share a brief word of testimony, as well as any of the leaders that were there. If you're planning to do that, step up on the up here, and they're going to just share about something, a blessing that they had. So come on all up. We'll just come up as a group. It'll be easier that way. And we can just kind of line up wherever. And since you're here first, you get the joy of going first. We'll wait till they all get up here. And just give us just a brief blessing that you had, something that was fun, interesting, whatever you all want to say. And just pass the mic around, and you can hear from them.
Alrighty, it is definitely hard to find a specific one blessing, but I try to keep it short. Probably one of the greatest blessings for me was to see the hardworking nature of the youth group. From day one, after we got out of the car, Ken Moon came up and he said, oh, are you ready to work? And several of them piped up, yep, we are. Where's the first job? And that continued throughout the entirety of while we were down there. And it was just a blessing to see. It was also a blessing to see all the missionaries and their work. As said on, I think it was Tuesday, we had the get-together, and we got to talk with many of the missionaries. And we got to have our own little missionary group, and it was fun because you could hear what God was doing through their lives in the lives of others back in the past. And it was really fun to hear. And finally, it was fun just to get to know every single one of them a little bit more.
It was a real blessing to be able to go down to Missionary Acres and to do various work. While we were down there, I mostly helped Mr. Olson build a staircase, and I also helped weed whack. It was fun to hang out with the youth group and to go up the arch, but I think my favorite part was listening to the missionaries tell their stories of how they got into the missions. It was a blessing to go down there, and I hope we can go down some other time.
On that, when we got out of the van, Mr. Moon literally said, well, are you guys ready to work? And we said, yeah, where's our first job? And he looks down, and there were cracks in the sidewalk with weeds growing through. And he said, well, start weeding. So that's what we did. But
he was kidding.
uh, Yeah, my job the entire week, we got to, me and Timmy and Mr. Lang got to side. Yeah, that house, nothing about it was straight. On one of the sides, on the same board, at one point, like 2 inches of it was showing. And on the other side of the board, 5 inches of it was showing. It was so crooked. But we did that the entire time. It took a lot longer than we thought it would. But, yeah, my favorite part was probably we called it the ice cream social. I got to listen to the Borners. He was actually a pastor all over the place. I can't even remember where. But we also got to sing in the service. I was just going to mention all this, but you stole it. So. Yeah. Also, one of my favorite parts was every night we would just hang out in one of the houses. And I do have a question. Do you know how many syllables the word fire has in it? One or two?
Depends on where you're from.
We were playing a game, and there's like 3 points based on whether the word had two or one syllables. And apparently it has one syllable. But yeah, so it was just such a blessing. We got a ton done, and yeah, so that's all I have to say.
My job was weed whacking and push mowing, but although it was fun to go to the state park and the arch, it was also really fun just to talk with the missionaries. I talked with one missionary. She was a school teacher, and she started Awana clubs, and she said it was really fun just to see the kids growing, and that was just a blessing, and it was also really fun to get to know the other teens. So, yeah.
My job was weed whacking with Ryan, and I helped Mr. Olson finish a deck on the final day. And it was also fun going to the arch for the very first time in my life. And my blessing was talking with the missionaries and being with other Christians.
One of my favorite parts in the missions trip was listening to the missionaries talk about their experiences on the mission field. They all had such unique and fascinating stories. During the week that we were there, I stained some of the porches and staircases with my sister. I'm thankful that I had this experience and had the opportunity to serve God.
I really enjoyed Missionary Acres. It was really fun. The people there were so kind and so encouraging, especially when it came with what God had planned for your life. The biggest blessing I had, I think it was Sunday afternoon, their church would split into groups, and I got to pray with each other, and I got in a group with a bunch of ladies, and we just prayed for each other. And that was really sweet, and just a really good time of fellowship. The most fun part for me was actually the drive home. I really enjoyed it. We played games. We stopped at the Gateway Arch. And it was pretty late, and we just sang hymns in the vehicle together, and that was probably my absolute favorite part.
I liked talking to the residents of Missionary Acres. I really enjoyed hearing about their work as missionaries, pastors, and teachers. I power washed a lot of houses, and that was a lot of fun. I also like going up to the St. Louis Arch for the first time, and I just like getting to know the other people in the youth group.
There you go. You guys can be extremely proud of these guys. They didn't stop ever. They just worked and worked and worked. And you saw Ken and I sitting on the back of the truck there. We were trying to figure out what else we could have them do. We wore Ken out just trying to figure out what to do next, because they got accomplished in the first couple of days what another group would take a week. And it wasn't just staining, it was double staining and taking decks apart, and it was crazy what these guys did. So you could be extremely proud of them.
Well, as has been mentioned, this youth group is pretty impressive. I mean, I've worked with teens through the years, and it was a very enjoyable time. No issues whatsoever. And so you need to be proud of this group, because, like I said, they were special. In fact, I was so thankful it wasn't so hot down there. I was kind of concerned that it was going to be really hot down there in Missouri. but it wasn't that bad. But there were a few days they didn't want to stop working. It was time to go and get ready for supper, and they just kept going. So it was very enjoyable time, and I'm so thankful, too, for that ministry down there. You think of these missionaries that invested their hearts and their lives and their time through the years, and now they're being taken care of, and that's super special. You know, God does take care of his people. And thankful for the two couples there that are helping, you know, take care, you know, the maintenance and doing whatever they need to do. And Ken, like you said, he was scrambling trying to keep ahead of this group. But, you know, those are special people. And I appreciate also the time I could spend with Pastor and the Olsons. That was special. It's fun to get to know people better and to work with them, and there's harmony, and you know, there's no issues whatsoever. It's a lot of fun when you can go through life and do stuff and without a lot of problems and issues. And so it was just a great week, and hopefully we can do more of that. So thank you very much. So
They would like us to bring 3 sets of cabinets down. And so there is going to be other opportunities to go down and help with that. And if we can bring a bigger group during that time, we can also do other things and put together a whole program for them.
So if you're looking for ministry opportunities, there are plenty around. Thank you, guys. Give these guys a round of applause if you would. Appreciate it. All right, we are out of time, so let me just offer just a brief word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed and get ready for our morning worship service. God, we thank you for this morning and hearing about how you are working in the hearts and lives of individuals in different places in our globe. We're reminded of, in our own land, of serving those who have served well you for the cause of Christ at Missionary Acres. We pray that you bless that ministry. And I also pray that you would use that not only in the lives of myself and the other leaders, but also these young people, especially the time spent there. Use that to grow them in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus. And I pray that even as was mentioned, the pressing questions that many of those dear saints asked of these young people of what God would have them do with their life would be driven into their hearts, and that they would seek to serve their Lord all their life. And I just pray that this would be one small piece in their lives to help them along that journey. God, we thank you for Emily and for Annika and their opportunity to spend time in France and Romania and to encourage the missionaries there and get a taste of what you're doing in other parts of the globe, and continue to use that in their lives for their sanctification and growth and encouragement for the cause of global evangelism. Bless us now as we prepare for our morning worship service, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.